This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Alec Slatke is a policy liaison with AAA Northeast, and we're going to talk a little bit about the report card that we read the other day in the paper regarding the red light cameras. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes on this Wednesday, and we chat with Mr. Slatke. Alec, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself this morning?
I'm doing great. Doing great. And, you know, the report card, I guess, came out. Interesting to note, you know, Alec, the total crashes in both counties down. And talking about crashes and injuries, just to recap here, 31% Nassau crashes. And we're comparing it, obviously, with a couple of years prior, 2015. Nassau with injuries down 43%, Suffolk crashes down 6%, and Suffolk crashes with injuries down 5% there. So in essence, and by the way, with Suffolk, they installed its first camera back in the year 2010. So interesting numbers here, and it kind of supports the situation, although I do have a question on one. It kind of supports overall the installation of these cameras.
Yeah, I mean, we've supported these programs going back to 2009 when they actually got authorization, both Nassau and Suffolk. And what we're concerned about is making sure the integrity of the program remains, because we do know that red light cameras can work. There are plenty of studies, various municipalities around the country that show this, but we want to make sure we're faithful to the data here on Long Island.
And the only question I had, you know, accidents involving injuries increased, though, it seems, at 46 Suffolk County camera intersections. That's compared with the 12 months before installation. So only 51 intersections, I guess, saw a drop in the injury accidents, and three remain the same. You know, that's a little troubling to me because it kind of throws off the equation here when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to take a look both in the aggregate at the overall data and with a fine-tooth comb at every single intersection. I mean, just to throw one example at you, and you look at Central Islip. There's a camera at Wheeler Road and Motor Parkway. And according to this report, there weren't any accidents, there weren't any crashes in the year before. And in the 2 years prior, there have been 23 crashes. So my sense is that zero number for the year before, maybe there was something different in the 3 years before, because 1 year is a little bit small of a sample size. But that's why, you know, for us, the more transparency, the more data that gets put out there, the better. We'd rather not have 1 year before. We'd rather have 5 years before, and then we could look at 5 years after and then really do a rigorous analysis. Because if you talk to any traffic engineer and they want to, make an engineering decision based on 1 year of crash data, they tell you, get the heck out of here. We need more data. And I think that's our approach here as well.
Now, listen, I understand the overall feeling of these cameras cutting down on accidents, crashes, injuries, the whole nine yards. Listen, my only beef here, a couple of things besides the fact that Suffolk County has to make up a deficit in some sort of way, and a lot of people calling this kind of a tax. But in essence, you know, my beef, Alec, is the fact that they're not uniform. In other words, you will go to yellow rather quickly in many an intersection as compared to others, and then to red, thus the click of the camera there. I think that has to be improved. That's really not your area, correct?
Yeah, not as much. I mean, I know the issue of the yellow timing has been raised before, and it does vary based on the speed of the road and the geometry of the road, if there's any hills or curves or anything like that. I haven't seen any evidence that the yellows have been deliberately mistimed, but I do think it's reasonable to give people maybe a small grace period of a tenth or two-tenths of a second, just so people aren't worried about, if I'm a split second late and I'm going to get dinged. And that way they can drive with a little more comfort while also being safe, of course.
And, of course, you know, the other thing is, you know, you could be traveling at a decent rate of speed. And as mentioned, you know, I find that the switch to yellow sometimes is quicker in mm-hmm. places than others. And then, of course, you got to worry about that car in back of you. So if you have that mindset, you know what? I'm not getting an $80 ticket here. No chance. Well, guess what? You get rear-ended, and I think that could cause an array of problems there. And that, I think, also has to be looked at somewhat under a scope.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of why we see, you know, some suffix rear-end crashes going up. It's a little bit different in Nassau, actually, where Nassau, the rear-end crashes have gone down. And my hypothesis is that the difference is just the speed of the roads in Suffolk. You're looking at William Floyd Parkway. You're looking at 347 Nichols Road. You don't really have roads like that in Nassau where people are really traveling at 55, 60 miles an hour. And then they have a light that they're approaching. So I think that kind of makes up for the difference. But you're totally right. And we don't want people to feel like they're on a knife's edge every time they approach a light.
Well, and in essence, I kind of feel that way. You know, as I'm traveling down 83 towards the expressway, you know, I find that, well, you know, there's one in particular. I'm trying to think of the road name. It's before you approach 25, you might know. But why, in essence, is there a camera there? I have no idea. Because basically, you are picking up steam as you approach Route 25. And it's almost like they want to nab you on purpose over there. They want to throw you a curveball, maybe a knuckle curve for all that matter, because there really shouldn't be a camera there to begin with. I noticed it changes. That's one that changes real quickly, too. Shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why, you know, we need to dig more into the crash data. And I've been, you know, inputting all this data into the Excel and trying to go through it, but looking at the violation and the crash data, too. But if there's a concern there, we can certainly look into it.
Alec, how's the whole problem? We're talking about Alec Slatke. He's the policy liaison with AAA Northeast. And, by the way, big supporter of the programs. But there are some data in Suffolk that does raise some eyebrows. But in essence, Alec, give me the process here. You kind of gather all the information, the crash, everything is documented. And what happens then? Do you go to the county traffic situation, the building where everything is housed as far as all this stuff is concerned? But what is the process in which evaluations are made and decisions are made as far as what happens long term here?
So when we were advocating for...
Okay, we might have lost Alec. Alec, you still there?
Oh,
there you go.
I'm still here.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. So when we were advocating for the bill back in 2009 and even going back to 1988, when New York City got authorization to operate the first red light camera program in the country, we wanted to make sure there were reporting requirements and transparency. And that's why in the state legislation that authorizes Suffolk and Nassau to have the cameras, it says you have to have a report every year with crash data, with violation data, with revenue and expense data. And, you know, Suffolk County has had some issues with transparency of that report in the past. So those have been overcome. But what I think is not happening is I think Albany officials aren't taking as close a look at these programs as they should be. I mean, this is really ridiculous, but technically New York City's program is still a pilot program. It's been in effect since 1993, and it's been reauthorized every 5 years. Nassau and Suffolk, they're still a pilot program. It's been 8 years. And
now,
the reason this
now, when
pilot
you say
program,
Alec, when you say a pilot program, just explain that to the audience.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, when I say pilot program, that means they have to go up to the state every 5 years and ask for this to be reauthorized. There's no permanent authorization.
Gotcha.
And so they're supposed to give the reports, and theoretically, the Albany officials, I would say, are supposed to evaluate them and maybe make any recommendations. It doesn't seem like that's happening, and that's why. Folks like us and folks in the media are kind of picking up that slack a little bit.
That's an interesting point. Why do you think Albany has dropped the ball here?
I mean, I think the reality is that they know Nassau and Suffolk, they need the revenue. I don't want to say it's a revenue program because that makes it seem like safety isn't a concern at all. But if you go back to 2009, the enabling legislation, the division of budget, the state division of budget supported it saying that, you know, and I'll quote here, Suffolk County and a number of other large municipalities requested red light cameras to improve public safety and raise additional revenue to offset the local property tax burden. And I think we're seeing it with trying to add surcharges to TIPA. Is that the counties are looking under every couch cushion for pennies, and drivers are couch cushions.
So do you think?
Over.
So do you think, in essence, the stall is on the county's part as far as not pushing it, being that it is a pilot program? Do you think they're not pushing hard enough based on the fact, you know what, they're getting some easy dollars here?
I don't think so. I think the reality is it's all politics, and you know we hate to wade into any state, local, or Republican versus Democrat debates. But I think Albany likes to have leverage over the municipalities. I mean, you see that with sales taxes that they, counties have to go back and ask for reauthorization. So this is just one of those things where home rule is not, fully granted. Wouldn't blame anything on Suffolk.
Talking about with Alex Lackey, AAA Northeast, analyzing the red light camera programs. You know, I'll tell you this much. You know, we spoke about rear-end collisions, and Suffolk County registered its biggest drop in, we'll talk about right-angle crashes. They fell by about 35%, but rear-end stuff, this is troubling. And this is how we kind of bring up the fact that maybe, the cameras, the light, everything has to kind of be looked at again because they're not uniform. But in essence, as far as rear-end collisions, Suffolk increased by 30%, declined, though, by almost 41% in Nassau County. Why do you think the differential is such in Suffolk regarding the rear-end stuff as compared to Nassau?
My hypothesis, my guess, is that it's the speed of the roads and the width of the roads. And if you're driving in Nassau on Old Country or Jericho, you might be going 35, 40. And then you're driving out on 347 or William Floyd Parkway and you're going 55, 60. That's my hypothesis, but I think really need to dig into the data for each intersection a little bit more. And also the violation data. I mean, we want to see how strictly the counties are enforcing it. Are they enforcing it at a tenth of a second, two-tenths of a second after? Is that what's making people really think they're going to get dinged? And same thing with kind of the left turns at an arrow. So we want to, take a closer look at the data. Not all that data is available, particularly the violation data, but that's definitely troubling.
And I'll tell you another thing troubling, and certainly you could take this one to the bank. I have. I've been caught a few times, and there is a fine line here, Alex Lackey, in that when you are at a light to make that right turn, which is legal here on the island, and you do pause. The question is, well, how much of a pause is in the cards here for you not to get that camera ticket? I've been caught a few times, and there is a fine line here. And I go back over the tape, and I actually view myself pausing, but I'm still getting the ticket. I think that also has to be looked at a little bit. Big discrepancy there as far as pause time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something that's a concern of ours. I mean, we've seen cases of right turns on red that are completely egregious. People aren't slowing down at all.
I'll give you one. I'm talking right down Vets Highway as you make your entranceway onto the expressway. I mean, that is a terrible area. I've been caught there, and I'll tell you another one. Route 110 as you make your way onto the LIE. That is a money grab. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a money grab beyond belief because I find myself have paused there, but I'm still getting the tickets.
I think the Route 110 camera onto the LIE is actually the number one camera in terms of violations with the issued in 2015, over 12,000 violations.
But that's
number one in Suffolk.
But even with a number that what you just stated, to me, that has to be somehow looked into in a big way. I mean, there is an egregious type of problem going on there, and I think it's a very discretionary problem.
I think it could be. When it comes to the right on red, the law says you must come to a complete stop behind the stop line. There's no law that says you have to wait 3 or 5 seconds. You just have to come to a complete stop. And so what we generally tell people, like I'm a defensive driving instructor, and I tell people, feel that rock back. When you come to a stop, when you really come to a complete stop, your car rocks back a little bit. Make sure you feel that. Obviously, we want the county to show discretion, but you know, drivers can prevent that violation, I think, pretty easily. But it, ultimately, you know, if you have to go to the NFL instant replay and slow it down to a quarter speed to see, oh, did this person come to a complete stop or were they traveling 2 miles an hour, then in my opinion, you know, the tie goes to the runner and just give the guy a break.
And more times than not, you know, that is not the way it goes here when it comes to analyzing this stuff. Quickly, before we let you go, running out of time, these are all around the country, obviously. Is it kind of a uniform number with the violation dollar? Is it $80 pretty much all over or no?
Actually, here in New York, we have one of the lowest fines. You know, I was at a forum about red light cameras, and I think they were talking in California. Someone from San Francisco said their fine was over $400, and that's for the camera. So, you know, I guess you could say we're fortunate here in that the fine's a little bit lower. But we don't, you know, we don't see a need for the fine to be raised. We want kind of consistent, predictable enforcement. But we don't want to gouge people, especially when it comes to, say, those right on reds. I think it's ridiculous that would be a $400 fine. So we're actually a little bit on the lower end. But then you look at the fees that are being tacked on in Nassau and Suffolk. I mean, in New York City, it's a $50 fine. That's what the state law authorizes. You go over to Nassau County, it's $150 because they have the driver responsibility fee and now the public safety fee. So, you know, we want to make sure that that trend of just trying to make money off of traffic violators is nipped in the bud.
Well, that's key here. And again, boy, I tell you, Alex Lackey, look into those right on red, the pause going over the line, a possibility. And it certainly seems like an automatic situation. Nonetheless, I think really those have to be looked at with a fine-tooth comb. I just feel that it's so easy to get ticketed based on that. And to me, it's really a discretionary type of problem, because one could think, you know what, I have paused and I am making that right, and then all of a sudden, 2 days later, you get that magic ticket in the mail. Tough deal there.
Yeah, no doubt it's tough, and we hope that when you know, people get one ticket, they won't do it again. But you know, the county has to do a better job, I think, of removing any revenue motivation from the cameras. That means taking any revenue they get, and they made, you know, since the inception of the program, they've made $70 million in profit, Suffolk County. Take that money, reinvest it back into road safety. Then nobody could say it's about revenue, and you don't have, you know, the organizations of people that are really rabidly against the cameras. The people like the red light Robin Hood, it's cutting the wires. You can forestall that if you make it really clear that it's not about the revenue at all.
Wow, good point. $70 million in profit, you think would be okay in the county? Not the case. Plenty of holes to be filled as far as revenue. Can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. A very enlightening subject here with these cameras. Thanks again.
No, Alex. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.